Psalm 111.
Praise the Lord! I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart, in the company of the upright, in the congregation. Great are the works of the Lord, studied by all who delight in them. Full of splendor and majesty is his work, and his righteousness endures forever. He has caused his wondrous works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and merciful. He provides food for those who fear him. He remembers his covenant forever. He has shown his people the power of his works in giving them the inheritance of the nations. The works of his hands are faithful and just. All his precepts are trustworthy. They are established forever and ever to be performed with faithfulness and uprightness. He sent redemption to his people. He has commanded his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All those who practice it have a good understanding. His praise endures forever.
Today's devotion: praise God for his works. The psalm is a call to praise God for his wonderful works in the presence of the assembly. In verse 1, the psalmist calls the worshipers to give thanks to God wholeheartedly, as his people when they assemble in the presence of God. What is the point when no one can hear us praise God when we keep silent? The reason we sing praise to God is so others can hear them. Yet many believers come to church on Sunday not because they want to praise him, but for what they can receive from the message that day. Thus, they enter the sanctuary after the praising is over. Even if they are early, they stand silently when others are praising God. Yet there are others who only come to Sunday worship when they feel like it or when it is convenient for them to come. In verses 2 to 3, God's people gather to praise him, and the reason is for what he has done for them. The psalmist said they study what he did, not just remember or recall them. It is more than remembering or reflecting. In studying, he realized the splendor and majesty of his works. It helped him understand the righteous God keeps his promises even when we are unfaithful. Thus, he praises God for his wonderful works as he is worthy of his praise. God is worthy of our praise not only because he does wonderful things, but also because he is righteous and faithful to keep his promises. He does all these great things for his people because he is merciful to those who love and fear him. In verses 4 to 6, the psalmist says that they could never forget God because he displayed his power in his great works of providing and protecting them because of his gracious mercy. He gave them victory over the nations and allowed them to gather up the spoils that they did not earn or grow them. He gives to them for their use and consumption freely. Praise the Lord, for he is righteous and faithful in keeping his promises he has made with his people. He will honor the faith and obedience of those with whom he covenanted. In verses 7 to 9, his works revealed that he is a faithful and just God. We can trust him, his instructions and commands, which he gave them as an everlasting covenant. He has promised to deliver his people, and he has always fulfilled his promises. He is faithful in keeping his words. Therefore, we can trust him completely. In verse 10, the psalmist says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Everyone who obeys his instructions and practices what he says will live wisely. It provides him with an understanding of his God. So let him praise him forever. Faith in God is expressed in one's fear of God. It is the beginning to have the wisdom from God to live a godly life as the disciples of Jesus Christ. The fear of the Lord is expressed by obeying him, as we know that him and that his will for us is good. Therefore, giving us the cause to praise him. If we truly know God, we will obey him and praise him continuously. Let us pray. I praise you, O Lord, because I love and fear you as my God. I will praise and give thanks to you and your holy name as the Lord of my life.